General Mills, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious, ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Pete Bielman, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Ingles, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now meet the band you have to beat, Ted Weems and the boys, in a fast-moving bit of rhythm that goes to town under the name of Who's Who in Your Heart. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you one of the nicest young men in radio today. A regular fella and a fine master of ceremonies, Gary Moore.
Good. Oh, poor G, you didn't have to say all that.
Oh, I know, Gary, but I sincerely meant it. Why, I'd like to see you be a big Broadway star.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, I'd like to see you getting pictures.
Gee.
Yes, I'd like to see you the country's number one star, Gary.
Gee, would you really?
Yeah. I'd like to see you.
I should have known better than that. That was Fort Pearson, ladies and gentlemen, a very fine fellow. He'd pick the lock on his own trunk. Now let's talk about the questions. Let's talk about the questions for today, shall we? For each question used, the makers of Kix will pay exactly $10. The extra smart folks who beat the band will receive a guaranteed minimum of $20 and a case of delicious Kix. But remember our $100 bonus. That sum might go to $25, $50, or even $100. Plus, of course, the $10 for the question. Say, now, trying to beat the band might be a moneymaker for you, so why not send us a question? I'm sure you can pick up a good one. Just send it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And coming ready or not, gentlemen, here we go with our unrehearsed portion of the program, and the first question is from Mary V. Boyd of Oneida, New York, who writes, legend tells us that the mythical giant Paul Bunyan once dove into a river and threw up great drops of water, which fell to the ground and became lakes. A college song, the college song of a Midwest state where all this is supposed to have happened, will tell you where these drops fell. Let me find a start. Oh, here's Art Winter back in the trumpet section, a split second ahead of...
On Wisconsin?
What's that?
On Wisconsin?
On Wisconsin is the right answer, sure. Artie, can you play On Wisconsin, please, sir? Thanks very much. The applause was not only for Art Winter and the band, but for the gentlemen of Wisconsin and their entire school. Of course, yesterday, when they played Northwestern, On Wisconsin became Northwestern's theme song. Every time Wisconsin started to play, Northwestern was On Wisconsin. Hey, hey. Some jazzy, huh, kid? If I had better have him keep out of Wisconsin from now on, I don't know. Here comes a bit of a jingle from Dorothy Jean Raymore of Sacramento, California. Consider the stature of the gentleman in question, and you'll find the answer in a song title of 1929. Doc Defoe, one day in May, looked in a mirror and was heard to say, That last part isn't part of the song. Pete Beelman's got his hand up in the air.
5 o'clock whistle.
Doc Defoe, one day in May, looked in a mirror and was heard to say, huh? The 5 o'clock whistle. Well, that's
well, it was time to quit. He wanted to quit. 5 o'clock.
Fine rhyme, then. No, the answer is, little man, you've had a busy day. I'm sorry, Mr. Beelman. I'm sorry, and it looks like Dorothy Jean Raymore of Sacramento, California becomes the first person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, and a guaranteed minimum of $20.
After this, never mind, hold up my hand, just ignore me, will you?
Huh?
When I hold up my hand after this, you ignore me, will you, please?
Look, I want to tell you something, incidentally, about this. You know, in a few weeks, the Beat the Band program is going on the road. Meanwhile, Weems and the men are very busy playing one-nighters around the country, and last week they played in Muncie, Indiana, and a lady came up to Pete Beelman on the stand while he was sitting there between numbers and said, "Say, listen, will you point out Pete Beelman to me? I want to see the dumbest man in radio." Well, kidding, they really did. So Beelman looked at her for a few minutes, and he looks around and he says, "It's me." The woman pretty nearly died. Well, anyhow, let's get on to this next question here. Mrs. L. Thomas of Chicago, Illinois, writes a bit of snappy dialogue which took place between two babes in a hospital nursery. In a hospital nursery. Said one, "I'm a little girl. What are you?" And the other said, "I'm a little boy." Said the first one, "How do you know?" And the little boy looked at his coverlet and says, "I know because I'm..." What? A song of 1933 gives you the answer, and Marvel Maxwell put her hand up in the air, as did several others.
"Because I'm under a blanket of blue."
Under a blanket of blue, Marvel? You couldn't have been righter. Can you sing "Under a Blanket of Blue"?
Under a blanket. Oh, wait.
Come.
I can't find it.
Of course, you spent your early days under a blanket of pink. You wouldn't understand.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Almost didn't make it, but you did. Well, that was certainly fun, wasn't it, boys? You can all come out from in under the molding now and play a tune. What'll it be, Ted?
Elmo Tanner, "Whistling Moonlight."
Uh-huh, and as dollars to donuts, we'll hear some mighty fine stuff.
Thank you.
Just for a variety, we're going to bring out a few potent points about kicks in a short session of True or False. My distinguished colleague, Mr. Gary Moore, will make certain statements, whereupon the members of the band and myself will exclaim either true or false, as the case may be. Mr. Moore?
Now.
The new corn breakfast food, Kix, has a delicate, tempting, and absolutely different corn flavor. True or false?
True!
As true can be. Kix has a flavor like no other corn breakfast cereal you ever tried.
The new corn breakfast food, Kix, comes in a brand new form. True or false?
True!
Very true indeed. Kix does not come in flakes. Kix does not come in shreds.
I think this whole thing's been rehearsed.
Huh. Well, to go on, Kix comes in the exciting new form of tiny round golden bubbles of corn. And wait till you see how crisp Kix stays in milk or cream. In fact, General Mills has made scientific tests which prove that Kix stays far crisper in milk or cream than ordinary flake cereals. That's Kix, spelled K-I-X. Try it, won't you?
And in my last Kix program, we come to our second group of questions. Oh, dear. For this afternoon, and Doreen Adair Kennedy of Sterling, Colorado, writes very scrumptious poetry that goes like this. Gentlemen, no doubt you've heard the ancient poem, word for word. When the wind is in the south, the bait is in the fish's mouth. When the wind is in the north, no sailor men should venture forth. Well, here's a tale that's based on this. Sorry, boys, but I hope you miss. Poor Johnny sat upon the shore and wished and fished and wished some more. But not a single fish had he, for the wind was in the north, you see. While down the coast a little way, three sailor men did want to play. But no, their ship was sailing soon, for the wind was in the south that noon. Oh me, oh my, what a sorry crew. It's a current popular tune. Mateys?
Don't make me do that again, please.
That whole thing. Here it is. Well, what a sorry crew. It's a current popular tune. What could they do? What could they do? Oh, and Elmo Tanner's got his hand up in the air. All right, Elmo, finally.
Trade wind.
Sure, they could trade wind. That's the idea. Well, can you whistle that one for me, please? Hmm? Thank you very much, Elmo Tanner. Now, Mrs. A. Durno of Minersville, Pennsylvania, writes, Junior still had his mind on music, so he was about to be spanked for making too much noise on his drums. What did he say to his father, who was about to lay on the paddle? It's a jam tune that's just as new can be, and Rosie McCarg is the first one to put his hand up.
Beat me, Daddy, eight to the bar.
Beat me, Daddy, eight to the bar. That's good. Strictly a hep cat. Enough, gentlemen. Fine. Control yourself there. I'm just carried away. Ed Dorenberg of Cincinnati, Ohio says, one chaw of tobacco asked another one, what is the extent of your travels? And the other replied with the title of a dancing number about 5 years ago. And Pete Beelman had his hand up just a split second ahead of Country Washburn and Parker Gibbs. All right, Pete.
Cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Killer.
Boy, am I hot today.
I think that's a very easy question. Anybody could have gotten it, but if you care to play it, go right ahead.
Even when I do get the right answer, you don't give me any credit. What's the matter with you?
Never mind, Pete. I'm sorry. That was very cute of you.
I had to redeem myself some way.
All right, now let's hear you play Cheek to Cheek. Now he's forgotten how it goes. Thank you very much, Mr. Beelman, for the rendition, not for the bird that followed it immediately. Well, lads, no puns, no twits, and no terrors. Let's get right on to our tune tinkering, shall we? Ted House for music.
Why, I'd say the time is right, Gary. Let's have a bit of the Call of the Canyon with Perry Como in the vocal role.
Oh, that sounds like home cooking.
Yeah.
just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight, up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die, will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as the little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. Said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as the little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
Do you know what a lot of people say about the taste of Kix? They say that Kix is America's number one corn cereal in taste. That's big talk, but remember, that's not us talking. It's the people who buy Kix and have it every morning for breakfast. Yes, sir, we know of people who actually refuse to eat any other cereal for breakfast except Kix. And the reason is, they consider Kix America's number one corn cereal in taste. But let me tell you about another way that Kix is America's number one corn cereal. I mean, in the matter of vitamins and minerals. Take vitamin B1, for instance. You know how important that is. For one thing, you can't even have a normal appetite without vitamin B1. And yet, that very vitamin is one thing most likely to be lacking in the average American diet today. Well, sir, Kix gives you this vitamin B1 in whole grain strength. That is, the same amount of it you'd get in whole corn. The amount nature intended you should get from corn. That goes for protective vitamin G as well. And for the minerals, calcium, phosphorus, and iron. Kix gives you all these precious food elements in full grain strength. And what's more, Kix is the only corn cereal that does. Among the dozens of corn cereals on the market, Kix is the only one that gives you full grain amounts of vitamin B1 and G, calcium, phosphorus, and iron. And that's how we can say that Kix is America's number one corn cereal in vitamins and minerals. Just as a lot of folks from coast to coast are saying that Kix is America's number one corn cereal in taste. That's Kix, spelled K-I-X. Have Kix for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Look out, Mr. Weems has declared a musical dividend. Here they are, the Weems Diane Quintuplets with After You've Gone. Killer Diller from Manila. And now here we come with our last group of questions for this afternoon, with so far only one person having managed to beat the band. Bill DuPont of Escanaba, Michigan asks, why can the members of the varsity football squad get away with breaking training while the second team cannot? It's a tune popular about 1927. Joseph Hooven was the first one to put his hand up in the air.
Varsity drag.
They got the varsity drag. Why, sure. It isn't true, but it's a cute answer. Can you... Good enough, and George O. Burroughs of Collingswood, New Jersey, is the next petitioner, and he writes, Mother, said Junior, Rose will marry me on Christmas Day. And Mother replied with a quaver in her voice, you've been my son for 24 years, but you'll be... And Ralph Blank was the first one to put his hand up in the air. All right, Ralph, would you care to know it's a tune about 3 years old?
Roses in December.
That's right, you've been mine for 24 years, but you'll be Roses in December. Can you play Roses in December, friend? Time out while women... Wait a minute, Ralph. A couple of people in the audience still haven't caught on yet. But you're going to take time, okay? You see? You've been mine for 24 years, but you'll be Roses in December. Very good. Well, now you can play. Very good indeed. I don't get it. L.K. Eagle, I don't know which it is. It's L-K-E-G-E-L of Westfield, New Jersey, offers a very tricky bit. He says, certain airs are united, and a classical waltz melody tells the occasion of this union. Certain airs are united, and a classical waltz melody tells the occasion of this union. Does that make it any clearer to you, Mr. Engel? I think Red thinks he's got it. Have you read, or do you think so?
Wedding of the...
You've got it. I heard you say it. What is it now?
Wedding of the Winds.
Wedding of the Winds. That's right. Sure, the Wedding of the Winds. Now, all you've got to do is play. All you've got to do.
Oh, man, I'm still suffering from Muncie.
Oh, you give up?
I'm lost.
I'm sorry, L.K. Eagle of Westfield, New Jersey, becomes the second person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which will undoubtedly be much more, keeping that $100 bonus in mind. And now as we come to this next question here from Sherman Novak of Schenectady, New York. He offers a bit of poignant verse anent a certain member of our band whose name won't be mentioned until later. It seems a trombone player's life is anything but sweet. For every single Sunday night, that Moore guy picks on Pete. The way he treats our Beelman is really quite a shame. Beelman, come back! I haven't finished the question yet. The way he treats that Beelman is really quite a shame. Pete has an artist's temperament. He isn't one to blame. If Moore keeps treating him that way, he'll prove he's rather crude. For Pete just doesn't care to play unless he's... You get it, Pete? We're going to give you a chance to answer this one. All right, Pete.
In the mood.
In the mood. Very good. Can you play In the Mood real quick? Don't applaud for yourself. Just play it quickly, if you will. We're trying to get off the radio. Here.
Time, Gary.
Well, fancy meeting you here, friend.
Yeah, sure, it's a small world, isn't it, son? But the scores say there's nothing small about that cash dividend coming up.
Well, don't let my pleasure interfere with your business, Mr. Pearson. And Ted, will you carry on with you-know-what?
In the name of this you-know-what is That's For Me.
Sounds like just the one.
Gosh, oh, gee, all week I live for this moment. Folks, no less than 10 people collect $10 each for a total of $100. Because that's the count of our questions used today. However, 2 people beat the band and will collect exactly $60 each. And that's getting up into the column labeled Important Money. We take trial balance in our books for today and discover that the makers of Kicks paid out no less than the round sum of $200, and that's on the square.
Well, folks, as much as we'd like to linger longer, we've got to move along now. Thanks in great big chunks for stopping in to have fun with us, and by all means, drop back again next week, will you? And say, don't forget, we want you to take part in our program by sending us a question. Remember the address, Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And goodbye for now.
Yes, folks, Beat the Band is a game, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills, and any resident of the United States is eligible to send in a question. So why not? Of course, why not? Get a question to us right away to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Because you might be a band beater. One of those lucky folks who cut into that $100 bonus to the tune of $25, $50, or even the entire $100. Get in the game today. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems and the band, and General Mills inviting you to join us again next week to Beat the Band. This is National Retail Grocers Week, and today the maker of Kix pays tribute to 320,000 retail grocers of America for the excellent service they render to the public and for their remarkable success in supplying the nation with pure, healthful food at consistently low cost. The retail grocery trade employs more than 500,000 men and women and does an annual business of more than $6.5 billion. No other industry in the United States renders a greater service to mankind, and few industries can be credited with such remarkable success in improving the public health.
How's Barkins, old boy? I say, have you heard about poor old Jones?
No, what about it?
Left home, went to Africa, poor bloke. Lives all by himself in the jungle. And do you know what he eats?
No, what?
Nothing but different kinds of jungle grass and an occasional tiger. All because he got so jolly well tired of always eating the same old thing for breakfast.
Oh?
Oh.
Are you tired of always eating the same old thing for breakfast? Don't leave home. Just ask the little woman to get a couple of packages of Kix. Kix is something new for breakfast. Remember that name. It's Kix, spelled K-I-X.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.